Title: Subglue Blueprint Using Groove Pool Tricks in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that old school jungle pocket where the break is breathing, the kick is punching, and the sub feels like it's bolted to the drums. The goal today is subglue, not make it louder, not sidechain it into oblivion. Actual glue, kick, break, and bass moving like one engine, with Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool doing the micro timing work. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you already know how to make a basic drum loop and a sub patch. What we're dialing in is feel, and feel lives in tiny timing decisions. First, quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 172. I'm going to aim at 170 for that classic vibe. Make two groups, one called drums and one called bass. In the bass group, put a utility right away. Turn on bass mono, and set the bass mono frequency to about 120 Hz. That's your safety rail. We're about to start pushing groove around, and we're not letting the low end wander off center while we experiment. Now step 1. Pick a break, and make it the groove leader. Drop in something with real shuffle. Amen. Think, funky drummer, whatever you've got that actually has human timing baked into it. Warp it, but don't sterilize it. Set warp mode to beats. Start with preserve at 1/16 for jungle detail. And don't go crazy with transient looping unless the break is falling apart. The big idea here is, align the break to the bar line so it loops clean, but keep the natural drift. Old breaks are alive because they're not perfect. Coach note here, make sure the clip actually starts where you think one is. If your break has pickup notes or a messy front edge, and you extract groove from the wrong start point, you'll end up grooving everything to the wrong offsets. So zoom in, find the real first downbeat transient you want, and set that as the start of the clip. Cool. Now step 2. Extract the groove. Select the break clip. In clip view, find groove or just right-click the clip and choose extract groove. Then open the groove pool. If you don't see it, search for groove pool in the browser and open it from there. Ableton will create a groove entry based on your break. Rename it something clean like Amen 170 extract. You're going to thank yourself later when you've got 5 grooves floating around. Now step 3. Build a simple reinforcement drum foundation. This is the junglist layering concept. The break can be dirty and crunchy, but the impact points are intentional. Add a kick layer. Choose a clean, punchy DNB kick. Program it on the grid first. Don't groove it yet. Same idea for a snare layer. Crisp snare on 2 and 4, or whatever your jungle pattern needs, but start grid straight. On the kick and snare tracks, a quick stock chain works great. Put an EQ8 to high pass the useless rumble, like 25 to 35 Hz. Add drum boss subtly. Drive around 2 to 5%. Keep boom super low because we already have a sub coming, and push transients a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15, just for snap. Optional saturator, soft clip-on, drive 1 to 3 dB, just to make them sit. Now step 4, apply the groove in the right order. Drums first, then bass. This matters. First, apply your extracted groove to the break clip. In the clip's groove chooser, pick that Amen 170 extract. Now set starting amounts. For the break, we can be bold. Timing, around 70 to 90%. Velocity, around 10 to 30%. Random. Tiny, like 0 to 10 max. We're not doing wobbly lo-fi, we want controlled chaos. And in the groove pool, keep bass around 1/16 for jungle. Now apply the same groove to your kick and snare layers, but way less. This is one of the biggest glue moments. For the kick, start with tining around 15 to 25%. You can go up to 35, but only if it's not getting late and lazy. Velocity, either 0 or super small, like 0 to 10. Random, basically none, 0 to 5. For the snare, you can often give it slightly more timing than the kick. That's a classic rolling trick. The snare leans back a hair, and the whole loop starts to drag in a good way. So maybe kick timing 20%, snare timing 30% as a starting point. Now listen for flamming. Flamming means your layered hit sounds like two hits instead of one. If that happens, reduce groove amount on the layer or change the sample so the transient is tighter. Sometimes a kick with a long soft front edge will feel late as soon as you add any groove at all. Extra coach trick. If the kick starts feeling late after groove, shorten the kick tail and make the transient pointier. In simpler, clamp the length or use a quick fade out. Then in drum bus, add a bit of transient and reduce sustain. You're basically helping the ear locate the kick even if it shifts a few milliseconds. Now step 5. Build the sub so it locks but still grooves. Use operator for a clean sub. Oscillator on a sine wave. Set the envelope so it's not clicking but also not sluggish. Try attack 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay 300 to 700 depending on your pattern, and release 50 to 120, then put a saturator after it. Drive 1 to 4 dB, soft clip-on, not to distort it into a mid-bass, just to help it translate on smaller speakers. Now the key concept, groove the MIDI clip, not the instrument. Write a simple sub-pattern that answers the drums. Start simple, notes on kick accents, maybe one offbeat stab. Then apply the same extracted groove to the sub MIDI clip, but conservative. Timing, 5 to 20%. Velocity, 0. Keep the sub level consistent. Random, 0. Random timing on sub is how you lose weight in mono. And here's the teacher explanation. Groove is basically micro delay. On the low end, you need to think in samples, not feelings. After you set groove on the sub, zoom in and look at the relationship between kick transient and sub note start. If they're constantly separating, reduce the sub timing, or tighten the sub envelope so it arrives cleaner. Now step 6, the real sub glue trick. Split sub and mid bass, and give them different groove amounts. Duplicate your bass track. One is sub, one is mid bass. On the sub track, keep it tight and boring in the best way. EQ 8, low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. Keep groove timing around 5 to 15%. Optional gentle sidechain compression from the kick, ratio 2:1, attack 15 to 30 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This is just clearance, not pumping. On the MID bass track, you're allowed to dance. EQ 8, high pass around 100 to 140 Hz so it's not fighting the sub. Add roar in live 12, or saturator if you want it simple. With roar, start tube or dirt. Keep the mix 10 to 30%. Now apply more groove to the MID bass MIDI clip, timing around 20 to 45%. This is the cheat code. The perceived bass movement comes from the mid layer, while the true sub stays stable. You get groove you can hear, without destroying the drop's weight. Optional extra, if you want the bass to read rhythmically on small speakers without saturating the sub more, make a sub click layer. Duplicate the sub MIDI to a new track. Use a very short operator pluck at a higher pitch or a tiny noise click, then high pass it around 200 to 400 Hz. You can groove that click layer harder than the true sub, and suddenly the bass feels more rhythmic everywhere. Now step 7. Create a groove ladder so you don't chase your tail. In the groove pool, duplicate your extracted groove 2 or 3 times. Rename them like Amen Groove A Leader, Amen Groove B Tight, Amen Groove C Loose, and only change one thing per rung, usually timing. So tight has less timing, loose has more. This gives you fast-a/B decisions during arrangement. You're not reinventing the groove every time you add a new layer. Now step 8. Commit the groove when you're happy. Once it feels right, select the clips you want to lock in, and hit commit from the groove pool. That writes the timing into the notes or warp markers. But don't commit everything immediately. A good workflow is to commit break and percussion first, and keep kick and sub uncommitted until later. Why? Because if you swap the kick sample and the transient shape changes, you may need to reseed it against the groove. Keeping it uncommitted lets you adjust quickly. Now let's do a quick arrangement blueprint for 16 bars. Classic old school energy. Bars 1 to 4, break only, filtered intro, put auto filter on the drums group, and sweep a high pass down from around 250 Hz to about 80. Let it tease. Bars 5 to 8, add kick and snare reinforcement and bring in the sub. This is where you feel the engine lock. Bars 9 to 12, bring in mid-bass movement and a little extra top percussion. You can add a hat or shaker with its own groove extraction too, like a dual groove setup. Break groove for break and ghosts, hat groove for hats. That's how you get top skating while the break stumps. Bars 13 to 16, make farination. Remove the kick layer for 2 beats, add a reverse cymbal into the snare, or do a pull-up style stop for a quarter or half bar. Jungle loves negative space. One more coach move, do a swing reveal. Keep layers tighter in the intro, then at the drop switch to your leader groove rung or increase groove amount. The drop feels like it opens up rhythmically, even if nothing else changed. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Don't groove the sub too hard. If the kick starts feeling late, or the low end gets flabby, pull back sub timing or tighten the envelope. Don't apply the same groove amount to everything. Think tiers. Break gets the most. Kick and snare layers get moderate, sub gets minimal, mid-bass gets more than sub. Don't use velocity groove on sub. It makes the low end inconsistent. Don't use big random amounts on core drums. If you want random, use it on tiny one-shots with short decays, little ticks, rides, foley. rim ghosts, texture, not foundation, and do mono checks. Every so often, throw utility on your master and hit mono. If the drop loses weight, it's almost always subtiming, phase, or too much low-end distortion somewhere. Now a quick practice drill to lock this in. Make an 8-bar loop with break, kick layer, snare layer, sub, and mid bass. Extract groove from the break. Apply groove like this. Break. Timing 85%. Velocity 20. Kick. Timing 25. Snare. Timing 30. Sub. Timing 10. Mid bass. Timing 40. Now toggle the groove off just for the SUB, then just for the MID, and listen. Which version hits harder? Usually tight sub wins. Which version rolls more? Usually grooved mid wins. That's your sub glue blueprint in 1/B. Export two versions. Version A, grooved sub and grooved mid. Version B, tight sub, grooved mid only. 9 times out of 10, version B is the one that keeps the drop heavy and still rolls like a proper old school roller. Recap to finish. Let the break be the groove master. Extract its DNA. Don't guess swing values. Apply groove in tiers. Break most. Reinforcement drums moderate, sub minimal. For the best glue, split the bass. Sub stays mono and stable. Mid bass carries groove and character. Commit grooves when you're confident, but keep a backup and don't lock kick and sub too early.